I'm thrilled to have our next guest, Michael Higgins, on the show. Michael, we go back at least 15 years, don't we?
A long time, Tom. Nice to be on the air here with you.
Thank you. We're delighted to have you. And you've just published a book called Cat's holding it up now, so I can't see the title. It is The Central Coast of California, Exploring Wine Regions. And this is what, number five in a series?
It's number three.
Okay.
The series is called Exploring Wine Regions. The first one was Argentina. The second one was Bordeaux, France. And this third one is the California Central Coast.
It is simply stunning, Michael. You go so in depth on the California coast. And I have visited a few times, but never have gone in depth like you have in this book. Not only wineries, restaurants, food and wine pairings. Bravo.
Well, thank you very much. A lot of time goes into them.
That's
I'm glad
obvious.
You appreciate it.
Your photography is incredible in here. Oh, my gosh.
You took all the photos, right, Michael?
I did. Thank you, Kat. I mean, you know what? My greatest love of the book is the photography. Okay. I mean, I write it because I have to write it, but the love is the photography. I mean, there's
of course, in the book
you have, there's 800 photos.
Wow. And how many different wineries? Is it over 300?
Oh, my gosh. No, it's not 300. There's 600 wineries in the Central Coast, if I remember this correctly. And I have maybe 100 of them. And I'm focusing on those that have great wine and great tourism. They need to have both.
Define what you mean by great tourism, Michael.
Well, if all you do is step up to the bar and taste some wine, that's too boring. I want them to have activities for people, you know, food and wine experiences. So, you know, a lot of them have restaurants, places to stay in the vineyards, horseback riding. You know, there's more than just the tasting of the wine.
Absolutely.
That's what tourism is.
I couldn't agree with you more. What are some of your favorites?
Ha! Can I say all of them?
Sure. It's your platform.
Well, you know what? I mean, this book, you know, you see all the work that went into it. It's 3 years of work.
I'm not surprised.
I went to every place you see. And it's eye-opening. I mean, I live in California. I've been to all these places like you have, and there was so much eye-opening. You know, let's just take Monterey County. I mean, I think a lot of people have been to Monterey. It's beautiful. It's got the famous golf course and the bay and stuff. But do you realize that they have as much vineyards as Napa Valley? That's how significant they are to the wine industry. And I think a lot of people overlook that. And they've got that very famous Santa Lucia Highlands appellation for Pinot Noir that's amazing, amazing.
Santa Maria as well, correct?
And Santa Maria. Santa Maria is in the Santa Barbara County.
Okay.
So Santa Barbara County, San Luis Obispo County, which includes Paso Robles, and Monterey County. Those are the three places. And a lot of people know Paso Robles, not maybe realizing it's San Luis Obispo County.
Yes, correct.
And if you haven't been to Paso Robles lately, that place is amazing, exploding with lots of food. I mean, to me, you have to have wine to eat food, and you'd have to have wine, and they've really put it together. I mean, there's two Michelin star restaurants in Paso Robles now.
Wow.
Many wineries have restaurants, incredibly good restaurants.
They get wine tourism, don't they?
They do. But, you know, just take the rest of San Luis Obispo. It's like Edna Valley, which is the coldest appellation in all of California. The Chardonnay there is so much more like Burgundy. It's incredibly delicious. And they have a brand new appellation, which is called the Slow Coast AVA, to sort of represent this really cold environment for growing the cold varietal wines, which is, you know, the Chardonnay, the Pinot Noir, the cold Syrah, really good stuff.
Now, you could spend months visiting different wineries and still not have caught them all, correct?
And Tom, I tried.
I know you did, Michael. What's next?
What's next is Mexico.
Wow.
You know, I started this book thinking California. So I included Baja California because it's California, just different country. And they have a wine region down there that is incredible. It's called Valle de Guadalupe, and they have the same kind of benefits of the cold Pacific Ocean coming into their valley, just like Napa and the rest of the valleys, you know, along the central coast. So once I decided to make it a central coast book, well, they didn't fit. And I thought, let's do a Mexico book. Valle de Guadalupe is incredible. The food is amazing. The wines are just getting better and better. I mean, they've got some extraordinary wines. And look at the ratings that are now coming from them. And I'm adding a second region in Mexico, which is Guanajuato. It's in the center of Mexico, north of Mexico City, in the mountains, high elevation vineyards. That is where this town called San Miguel de Allende is located.
Sure.
It's a spectacular, beautiful, it's a UNESCO little village that, you know, cobblestone streets. And this is going to be an amazing little book. And I'm almost done already. You know, normally these books take me 3 to 4 years. And I guess I got a head start on Valle de Guadalupe. So I'll publish it next year. And then after that is Greece.
Oh,
wow.
I lived in Baja California, just about an hour north of Ensenada 20 years ago. So I had the privilege of exploring the Valle de Guadalupe quite a few years ago, and it is a magical place.
Yes. Wow. It would be great to live there. What a place.
And I'd love to go
to Kentucky. You know, here's an interesting quote from a man who owns 2 wineries and 1 restaurant. He said to me, "The quality of food in Valle de Guadalupe is so extraordinary that they're leading the way so that the winemakers can catch up."
Wow.
Wow.
And the food's amazing. I mean, it's not Mexican food. It's like Michelin. Michelin's going to find them because it's that kind of great food that you would easily find in Beverly Hills. At a fraction of the price.
Well, if you ever need a second or third backup photographer, we volunteer.
Okay, you're in.
Terrific.
God, this is just beautiful. I can't get over everything in your book. It is just absolutely gorgeous.
Well, thank you. You know, the printed books are beautiful coffee table books, as you can see. But it's really an insider's travel guide so you know the best places to go to and have all the contact information. And you know what? It's not just printed, but there's also a digital book. We call it our digital travel edition that Apple and Amazon sell. That when you look at a winery, you see how in the wineries it's got their name and their address and their phone number and their website and their email. Well, in our travel edition, they're all active, meaning you don't have to take the beautiful book with you. It's big and heavy and you don't want to ruin it. But with the digital book, you just click on the address and maps opens up and you can navigate to the winery. Click on the phone number and you're calling the winery. You know, it's incredible.
Wow, that's great.
So that really helps. But, you know, in terms of getting the books, I mean, of course, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, but your small wine shops and bookstores. If you know about discoverybooks.com, they have all of our books there. Easy to get our books. Or go to our website, which is exploringwineregions.com. And if you go there, I'll autograph them.
Hey, there you go.
Good.
Michael, you've done an extraordinary job. I can't thank you enough for sharing your time with us. And have fun in Mexico.
Well, thank you. I leave on Friday for the 5th trip.
Terrific. I can't wait to see the book when it comes out.
Well, thank you for talking with me today.
And let's have a glass of wine or a bottle when you come back.
I'm ready.
All right, Michael. Take care.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Kat.
Thank you, Michael.